This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Indigenous Peoples Day could become Denver's newest city holiday. City Councilmember Stacey Gilmore will introduce a bill to formalize the recognition this week.
With this paid city holiday, it creates an opportunity for a day of reflection, education, and acknowledging what we did here in Denver and the state of Colorado that negatively affected American Indians and continues to do so today.
Indigenous activists who work on the city's American Indian Commission helped push the bill forward. If passed, Denver would be the first city in Colorado to officially mark Indigenous Peoples Day with a paid day off for city employees. A bill that would change tipped worker wages in Colorado is making its way through the Capitol. Now, supporters of the proposal say their businesses have been targeted with phone calls and bad reviews online. Sonia Riggs is the president and CEO of the Colorado Restaurant Association. She said owners are feeling harassed.
Some have decided to stand strong and say this is really important to our livelihoods and those of our staff, and so we're going to continue to fight. And others have said, I don't feel comfortable anymore speaking in public because of all the harassment I'm receiving.
The bill was heard by the House Finance Committee last night, but a vote was postponed while lawmakers plan amendments. And three of Colorado's Democratic members of Congress are bringing laid-off Forest Service workers to President Trump's speech tonight to highlight the impacts his administration's mass firings are having in Colorado. The speech begins at 7 p.m. Hear it live right here on CPR News. It's 5:06.